Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
Daniel said it like this: the stone that was cut out without hands, that came from the heavens, and it smote the nations. It smote the image and destroyed it. Thank God when we say, Lord, let me fall upon the stone. Let me be broken upon the stone. I don't want the stone to fall upon me and grind me to powder. I want to fall on it and be broken, Brother Gene. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, he went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings and the temple. And he said unto them, glory to God. Do you not see all these things? See, they're showing him. Now he's going to show them. Assuredly, in other words, this is a fact, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. And I tell you, the devil's been throwing God's people down for years. But when Jesus comes, there's not a one of them, he says, that will not be thrown down. You talk about a ground shaking. Hallelujah. But I can't get away from this Mount of Olives. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, Jesus had a connection with the Mount of Olives. And like Brother Gene was saying about what Brother Ted talked about this morning about the olive branch. Oh, my Lord. The only tree that can change our DNA. Woo! Laminin! Glory! I know most of you don't know what that is, but it is a cell in our body that when it's put under the microscope, it's shaped like a cross, and there's millions, billions of them that make up our body. Laminin, the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ, the only way to salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I'm trying to follow your leading here. Whew. Glory to God. Ezekiel 43, 6 through 7. Then I heard him speak to me from the temple. This is Ezekiel talking. While a man stood beside me, and he said, Son of man, this is the place of my throne. Whew. And the place, listen to this, of the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where I will dwell, I love this, in the midst of the children of Israel forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said further in Ezekiel 43, verses 4 through 5, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate, which faces toward the what? The east. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner chamber. And behold, here it is, Brother Gene. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. What could not be done in the days of Moses because the people feared and said, Moses, you do the talking. We don't want to listen. We're going to be glad to know that our God is among us, and his glory shall fill the temple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the building of this temple will be the most important construction, the most important project in the millennial age as pertaining to the Jews. And it will be from this temple that their Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and his bride, that's us, will rule and reign over them, as well as those fleshy Gentile nations for 1,000 years. Now, of course, like I said before, these ones that are carnal, and if we get to the scripture tonight, we'll give it, but according to the word of God, they'll die out within that first 100 years. Why? Because he's not going to tolerate sin. No. He's not going to tolerate it. Now, moving right along. Let me skip this part too. I want to go to something that some of you may not realize, but during the 1,000-year reign, Christ is going to reinstitute some of the sacrifices. Now, not because of the blood of animals. That has nothing to do with it. Everybody knows it was the blood of Christ that made atonement. But he's going to reinstitute them for a reason. Hebrews 10, verses 3 through 4 says, but in those sacrifices, listen to the wording here, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of goats and of bulls could take away sins. Amen. Not possible. Well, we said only Jesus can do that. Now the question will be asked, why would God want the Jews to be reminded of their sins through animal sacrifices under the new covenant when God says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. First of all, two different reasons here. First of all, animal sacrifices will be a powerful reminder to the nation of Israel as a witness to all the Gentile nations that there's only one begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to forgive the sins of the world, that his blood alone can, and only his blood can take away sins. God's Holy Spirit will convict the Israelites, we would call them, as when they did when they sinned in the past, and they will repent and be sorry from their heart for transgressing God's law. However, any sacrifice that they make as required under the Mosaic law will not be made out of guilt or condemnation, but out of a thankful heart to God and as a reminder that all their sins are forgiven solely and only because of the vicarious sacrifice of Jesus Christ, their Messiah. The repentance that ultimately matters to God is a repentance of unbelief in the true gospel of Jesus Christ. That was what they were guilty of. It's what they're guilty of today. Not the ones, I'm not talking about the Jews that have been saved, I'm talking about the ones that have not been saved. They don't recognize Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Under the new covenant that Christ will make with them during this 1,000-year reign, Israel will remain under God's grace and will never again come under the curse of any broken Mosaic law. Secondly, maybe you didn't know this was in the Bible, and just in case you didn't, I want you to turn there so you can read it with me. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66, skip down to verse 23. Now, this is the second reason. The second reason being that there will be another visual aid, so to speak, that Christ will use as a teaching lesson to remind the Jews of the consequences of disobedience and sin. Here's what it says. Starting at verse 23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, that how many? All flesh, not some, but all, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord, and they shall go forth, listen to this now, and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm, meaning their mind, shall not die, neither shall the fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Can you imagine that? We're talking about the 1,000-year reign here. Somebody say, Brother Jimmy, what's going to keep people from sinning if some of them aren't saved? I just told you. If somebody brought you out to a pit and let you look into hell, I think that'd be enough to make you walk a straight line. Amen. Especially given the fact that Satan's going to be bound during that time. Mind you, he's not loosed until the end of it. And that's only for a short period of time, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but let me just insert this for a little extra measure. When he is loosed, now you keep this in mind for a minute. If you can wrap your mind around this, you're doing better than me. 1,000 years of living with Christ. 1,000 years of living with Christ. Think of that. At the end of it, when Satan's loosed, he's still successful, Sister Wanda, in rallying from all the nations a number, as the Bible puts it, as the sand which is by the seashore to come against Christ. Can you figure that out? That's deception. That's the power of wickedness. It's the power of sin. Now, I know a lot of this stuff's heavy. Some of you might not have heard this before. Sorry, I just felt led of God to preach it tonight. And you can chew on it a while. And when you're good and confused, chew on it some more. It took me a while to wrap my mind around this, believe me. Now, I'm running out of time, so I want to skip ahead here. I want to hit some of these other parts that I told you we wanted to hit. So I want to jump ahead. Now, there's a lot more in here you all can read and study. But I want to talk about this wasteland being transformed into a Garden of Eden. I just want to give you some quick scriptures here. Isaiah 35, 6 through 7 says, listen to this. This will bless you. For the waters shall burst forth in the wilderness. I touched on this a few minutes ago. And streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the inhabitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Ezekiel 36, verses 34 through 35 says it like this. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. So will they say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Whew, glory to God. Isaiah 51, 3 says, for the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. In other words, singing, carrying on, shouting like us Pentecostals. You know what I mean? Isaiah 55, 13 said, instead of the thorn, remember the curse on Adam? Instead of the thorn, glory to God, shall come up the cypress tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. It'll be a world that's unparalleled in peace. We've not known peace in this world. People talk about it all the time. We've not ever been able to achieve it. But during this time, it will be 1,000 years of peace. Micah 4, verses 3 through 4 says, he shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation, I love this, Sister Shahida, nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore, but everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord God hath declared it. Glory to God. The earth shall also be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Isaiah 11, 9 says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters of the sea. Now, here we go. The nature of wild animals are transformed. Isaiah chapter 11, if you want to turn there with me, we'll start at verse 6. I want you to hear this. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Yeah. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, or the goat, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together. Listen to this. And a little child. Yep. Did you catch that, Brother Gene? And a little child shall what? Shall lead them. We're talking about wild animals here. And the cow and the bear. Who's ever seen that before? Shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Listen to this next verse. And the sucking child, that's talking about a baby, a little baby like this one right here, a sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. You look up that word asp, it means cobra. Yeah. A baby is going to play on the hole of a cobra. And the weaned child or toddler shall put his hand or her hand in a cockatrice den. In other words, a viper's pit. And then he says it again, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters of the sea. Total transformation. Our God can do anything. Sister Maximilia, our God can do anything. Brother Francis, he can do anything. Babies. And I'm going to end it on this because I'm just out of time, but there's a lot more here. Babies will continue to be born, and I like this, longevity shall be restored. Isaiah 65, 20 says like this, listen to this, there shall no more be thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. Listen to this. I love this verse. For the child, you guys are catching these words, right? For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. That's speaking, that's that scripture I was telling you about, speaking of all the wicked. Ain't going to make it past 100 years. They're giving a contrast there between a baby and a sinner. Isaiah 11 verses 8 through 9 says, and the sucking child, or the infant shall, as we read this before, shall play on the hole of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in a cockatrice den. Verse 9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Isaiah 54, 13, and all thy children, I love this verse, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is going to be a day and an age we do not want to miss. It'll be like when God first created Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. And remember in Revelation, he said the leaves on the tree are for the healing of the nations. It's not speaking of the saints. We're going to be glorified. The leaves of the trees, Sister Darlene, are for the healing of the nations. What that means, oh boy, if I can contain myself here, there's not going to be any more cancer. There's not going to be any more clogged arteries. No more sugar diabetes. No more blindness. No more deafness. No more lame. None of these things. It's all going to be healed by the leaves on the trees for the healing of the nation, because Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is in the midst. Is in the midst. Is in the midst. And it's going to be peace for 1,000 years. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm excited about the kingdom age. And I'm excited when I get to preach these kinds of messages. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word. Lord, we just pray that you'll stir our hearts. The time is so short. And Lord God, there's still people lost and undone. Make us a mouthpiece, Lord. May we never forget to bless Israel. And may we never forget to tell the lost about Jesus. I pray blessings upon your people tonight. Lord, I've done my best, Lord, to break forth your bread of life. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll bless it to the hearts of your people. Make us a great witness, Lord, in these last and evil days. Lord, whether we're in a schoolhouse, whether we're on the job, whether we're in a semi-truck, whether we're at the Walmart or some place of leisure, whatever we're doing, wherever we're at, Lord, may we be a witness and a light unto a lost and dying world. Jesus, you said it like this, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. And Lord, we just call out upon your name tonight in thanks, with a thankful heart and thanksgiving for what you've already done, but also for what you're about to do. Lord, we look for your coming. We're looking for your coming in great anticipation. We're going to occupy till you come, but Lord, we're expecting you to come at any minute. And I just pray, Father, that you'll fill our hearts tonight with every head bowed and every eye closed. As always, we never want to close a service without giving an opportunity in case there be one here tonight. You don't know the Lord. Would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I need to get right. I need to be saved in case Jesus were to come back tonight. I want to be ready to go. I don't want to be one of them here left behind to go through all this hell. I want to be one of those that's ruling and reigning with Christ. Would there be a hand go up tonight as we tarry for just a moment? If not, I'm just going to ask everybody, if you would, to gather around the altar. Let's give God thanks for what he's done and what he's about to do. Can we do that tonight? Children, and in it comes. Don't let dear Lord.
ashamed to say. Throughout the week, they never prayed. No tear-stained Bible pages do you see. Instead, they're busy watching that old TV.
They stood old-fashioned ground until the day they all voted and they made it countywide that they could sell the alcohol. Now we're no longer dry. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone. There's no need to be confused. Change, but some things never do. Down at the old courthouse, there's a couple of guys demanding that our government should see love through their eyes. And they say, hey, it's all normal, it's just an alternate lifestyle. But what did our God say? He told us in his word, marriage is between one husband and one wife. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, but right is still the truth. It's been written in stone. There's no need to be confused. Some things change, but some things never do. Marching in the streets, fighting for their rights, and in the name of freedom, they've taken unborn life. Who's gonna stand up for that unheard voice and tell them in the name of Jesus, it's a baby, not a choice? Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong.
is still the truth. It's been written in stone. There's no need to be confused. Some things change, but some things never do. Well, we call it progress. We're making four lanes out of two. Out past the edge of town, where that little white church is still telling the truth. And they preach, hell hot, heaven's high, repent today and be saved. 'Cause no matter how wide they make that road, you still gotta walk the narrow way. Well, some things change, but some things never do. Wrong is still wrong, the right is still the truth. It's been written in stone. There's no need to be confused. Some things change. Lord, but some things they never
it's
do.
It's been written in stone,
underlined in red by the blood of Calvary. Yeah, some things change. Some things never, never do. I'm so glad that God never changes. Evermore. Some things change, some things never change. My mother's gone to heaven, where I want to go. I wonder what she's doing there now. Where sin and sorrow have all passed away. I wonder what she's doing in heaven today. Well, I wonder what she's doing in heaven today. Sin and sorrow all passed away. Peace in the valley like the river, they say. Well, I wonder what she's doing there now. My daddy's gone to heaven, where I want to go. I wonder what he's doing there now. Where sin and sorrow have all passed away. I wonder what he's doing in heaven today. Well, I wonder what he's doing in heaven today. Sin and sorrow all passed away. Peace in the valley like the river, they say. Well, I wonder what he's doing there now. My Jesus is in heaven, where I want to go. I wonder what he's doing there now.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haney and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.